From the head of Iran's parliament, let's turn to the U.S. Senate and check in with politicians who are about to vote on that deal.
Many have said how they'll vote, and Republican Lindsey Graham is one of several presidential candidates vowing to undo the deal.
We're going to reimpose sanctions until they change their behavior, and I'll tell every French and German company, if you do business with Iran, you're going to lose the ability to do business in America.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, says it's a bad deal. So does his Democratic counterpart, Ben Cardin.
I would have strongly preferred an agreement where Iran did not need to do any enrichment. They could certainly have gotten material for a civil nuclear needs from different sources.
Iran is allowed to continue civilian nuclear activities, but California's Dianne Feinstein responds that nuclear inspectors will be able to watch.
It's not an issue of trust with me. This has not been put together slapdash. This has taken almost 2 years to negotiate. And in fact, the interim agreement has lasted for a year and a half.
President Obama may be able to prevent congressional disapproval from taking effect.
He told NPR in August that the deal's value will be clear in years to come.
Whatever parade of horribles was presented in opposition have not come true.
And Obama predicts that opposition to this deal will be forgotten.